fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, welcome to Fitter Happier. Today we're going to be talking about an issue that really affects peoples and families from all walks of life. Studies have shown family domestic violence is a leading preventable contributor to death, disability and illness for women aged 18 to 44 years. Joining me today to talk about family domestic violence and the Family Domestic Violence Antenatal Screening Project is Vanessa Babongi, a senior health promotion officer who has worked closely on this project. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Look, if we could start, what's your role within the Domestic Violence Antenatal Screening Project?
Yeah, so my role within the project is Education and Training Officer. We work out of Women and Newborn Health Service at King Edward Hospital. And my role is to train all public hospital staff working in the antenatal setting on how to screen and identify family and domestic violence of any patients that come through.
So we've all heard of domestic violence before, but can you please explain, so as we move on here, what family domestic violence is?
Yeah, sure. So family and domestic violence is basically like a purposeful pattern of behaviour with the intent to control, coerce or instill fear in current as well as former partners or family members. So basically the key is really the intent to control and coerce as well. So the power and control is the main aspect that identifies family and domestic violence.
Well, WA Health has committed more than $1.5 million in funding for the implementation of a statewide family domestic violence screening program. Can you talk to us about the program and why it's important for health professionals to be involved at that level?
Yeah, so the McGowan government's been really supported, being very supportive in, giving that money to, provide the support to help screen for FDV in the antenatal setting. So the program was developed basically to improve the awareness, of the role of health professionals in identifying and responding to family domestic violence, as well as like embed that routine screening, the FDV screening in that antenatal setting as well. And we're also advocating for a uniform data collection process, so then we can look at screening rates across all the health services in Western Australia.
So screening at the antenatal setting is a new development, well, seems to me. Why screen at the antenatal setting? What opportunities does that situation provide?
Yeah, so there's been screening for family domestic violence in an antenatal setting for a while, so it's not something that's new to Western Australia at all. This project is really about just making sure it's a uniform process across WA Health and really looking at, ways we can screen effectively as well as sensitively in the antenatal setting. So it's not a new thing. We're just trying to make sure the screening is uniform across all health services.
Well, I mean, and screening at the antenatal setting, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's a fantastic way to collect that information because it means that it's not threatening for anybody. Everybody's sort of asked the same questions and not singled out.
Yeah, you're correct. So basically it's a blanket screen or everyone gets screened that comes through. So we don't, pinpoint anyone in particular to screen or anything like that. So women know that it is a uniform screen, that everyone gets screened. So that, I think, is, making it routine, then women aren't it makes women at ease, if that makes sense, they're being screened. They're not being singled out for any reason.
It must make it so much easier to actually speak out if, they have that knowledge in the back of their head.
Yeah, I think so. And I think having that routine screening also, acknowledges that it is a public health issue, so having it in that health setting. So, women and children have a right to feel safe at home. So I think if they're being screened routinely on a number of occasions in that antenatal setting, women are more likely to speak up at that point.
Well, family and domestic violence obviously affects many individuals and families from various socioeconomic backgrounds, religions, cultures and ages. What about during pregnancy? Is there a high risk time then?
Yeah. So pregnancy is definitely one of those high risk times. So pregnancy can trigger the perpetrator to feel jealous or feel like he's losing control, because the woman is becoming more sort of self-aware and wanting to, you know, look after her baby. So if violence has existed prior to pregnancy, during pregnancy it may actually escalate, which and can increase in severity. So that's why pregnancy in the antenatal setting, you know, is a key time to be able to screen, because we know that FDV can have a significant health impact, not only on the woman, but also on the unborn baby as well.
Well, healthcare workers have been identified as the professionals most trusted with disclosure of abuse. What does this mean in terms of training staff and the implementation of the project?
Yeah, so, you know, we do have a lot of experienced staff within the WA Health System who have dealt with family and domestic violence and have screened for family and domestic violence over a number of years. But I guess this project's been developed with a new screening tool, which has been adapted from a previous one, which is used across the state. And we've also noticed that when we have trained staff, they're so receptive to learning and so receptive to learning new approaches and how to screen in a more sensitive way. So the majority of training that we've had now up until like the COVID-19 came in was face-to-face, but we've been doing a lot of online training as well. And we are also developing e-learning packages, which are going to be available to WA Health staff as well in the future.
Well, Vanessa, how do you follow up when family domestic violence is identified in the screening?
Yeah, so I'll talk from a King Edward perspective. We're located here at King Edward, so other health service providers have different ways of referral and follow-up, but here, once FDV is identified in the antenatal setting, then an e-referral is created to the social work department. So King Edward has a social worker department which has a social worker allocated to all clinics at the hospital. So if it comes and it's urgent, then a social worker can see the woman on the day. Otherwise, the social worker takes over, then does an assessment, and then refers to the woman to an appropriate service down the track. But if a woman discloses family domestic violence, then she would expect to see a social worker from that point.
So, Vanessa, if people are interested in learning more about the program, where can they go to grab more information now?
Yeah, so on our King Edward Memorial Hospital website, under Statewide Services is our program, or I'm happy for people to call me on 6458 2810 if they're interested in finding out more or want to have the training about the antenatal screening at their hospital.
Well, Vanessa, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Fitter Happier and explaining the program to us.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also say if anyone that's listening has been affected by family and domestic violence, they can reach out to the Family and Domestic Violence Helpline. That's on 1-800-007-339 or nationally on 1-800-RESPECT as well.
Awesome, thank you.
1-800-737-732.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for those details and thanks for the work that you're doing at the moment, Vanessa.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff.
That's a pleasure. That's Vanessa Babongi. She's from the Senior Health and Promotion Officer at the Department of Health out at King Edward Memorial Hospital. And just repeating what Vanessa just said there at the end, if you or someone you know have been affected by the issues discussed in today's interview, please reach out to your local GP or domestic violence helplines. And they would be the Women's Domestic Violence Helpline on 1-800-007-339. That's state-based, or nationally, 1-800-337-732. respect. And the website, again, just healthywa.wa.gov.au. And that was Vanessa Bobonghi from the State WA Health Office.